Good morning from the WBOC Newsplex. I'm Kirsten Clark with your latest news updates. A Maryland Eastern Shore landlord is accused of a sex-for-rent scheme. The Maryland Attorney General's Office says Eric Sessoms at the Mount Vernon Group sexually harassed and retaliated against women. Sessoms serves as a landlord for properties in Wicomico, Worcester, and Somerset counties. On at least one occasion, the AG's office alleges Sessoms offered a tenant reduced rent if she would have sex with him. When the woman declined, the AG's office says Sessoms illegally evicted her. A pallet shelter village helping the homeless in Georgetown is facing funding issues. Organizers of the Springboard Pallet Village say private funding has become outstretched. The village is having to make adjustments to save money. The shelter's executive director says the village will not close down, but he says all forms of support and donations are needed and welcome. And a tech malfunction crippled airports, business, and government services around the world Friday morning. Computers running Microsoft Windows, a CrowdStrike cybersecurity client, were crashing because of a defect in a software update. CrowdStrike says it has fixed the issue on its end and is working with customers to restore their operations. From the WBOC Newsplex, I'm Kirsten Clark, and those are your latest news updates. Have a wonderful Saturday.